Weird. Okay, cool.
That's why I did points and decks, so I can have a decent deck.
Okay, so I guess the best thing to do is to start off by everyone describing their lineage and their character. So, Lisa, you want to kick off? Okay, well, let's start with Cindy then. You better prepared
Domino
there, Cindy?
Domino is Pycheo and Turlic's daughter. Pycheo met Turlic in Waterdeep, and they quickly became an item. Domino was born about a year later at Hero's Rest.
So you're Domino.
I'm Domino.
Okay, what is Domino
like? Domino wants to be a cleric.
Okay.
Full elf.
She is a full elf, and she worships Shandakal. And I have domains of protection and healing.
Elf.
And I'm full elf. And the healing domain gives me 6 times a day. If people go below 0, I can whirl a d4+2 to help heal you.
So who does she take after more? Pycheo or her
Turlic.
Dad? Turlic. Okay,
yeah,
so
definitely.
She takes after Turlic.
Yeah, definitely.
You a fighter type?
No, I'm cleric.
Cleric type. Ah, that's
a
cleric too.
Yeah.
Did you just make Turlic up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was somebody you had in a...
No.
It could be Turlic.
I know. But City del South.
And the protection domain is gives me a +1 resistance to saving throws.
Oh, gives you.
And up
nice
to
one.
6 times a day, I can choose to forego the +1 on me and give it to
someone else while they're doing
for
something.
For a 1 minute.
Ah, very nice.
Okay.
Handy stuff.
Yeah.
So what's your skills like?
So my skills, I have a lot of knowledge.
Oh, a smart cleric.
You got 2 brainiacs over there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I'm into the reading and the writing, because I've got linguistics, and I'm a scribe, and of course spellcraft, and
so
that kind of thing. And for languages, I went with, of course, I have Common and Elven.
Right.
And I went with, how do you say it? Abysmal?
Abysmal?
Yes.
And Draconic.
Ooh, okay. I was going to go with Draconic, too.
Okay.
Like, you know, it says if you have a high intelligence. So I was gonna do that. I should do that, then we can all speak in that.
You ready to go there, Lisa?
I don't have a name. That's why
I'm
having a problem here.
Dale, are you ready to go?
I think so.
More so than my slacker of a wife?
Oh, trouble coming up with Kenwin, if you remember.
I didn't think of
could you move over here? Come on over here.
Julia.
Should have a baby by.
Well, it's
go ahead and sit in the chair over there. At least you'll be closer. I'll sit here. I don't care.
My character's name is Julian.
Okay.
Whoa.
Elf.
I'm full elf.
Full elf. Julian.
Timber met up with somebody, and it doesn't. I didn't really think about who his mother would be. But some lady from the forest.
So you didn't marry her?
Didn't marry her, but you know.
Ah.
I think. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I didn't even think about that. So
he said to make a backstory. Weren't you listening?
Yeah.
Well, I was busy
trying to do He's trying to do
skills.
His numbers.
And all these spells. 32
skill points.
Well, I had a lot of spells to choose from, too.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's true.
I haven't done my spells. I don't have
Timber
any spells.
Timber meets up
that's
with
right.
this.
But I don't have a spell book, so.
Elven priest from Maliki in the forest. You know, he's always doing
right.
That. And so they fell in love, and they had a child.
Right.
And
she had to go be free.
Yeah, well, she was a priest. And Timber decided, well, you know, I guess I'm going to raise the child and take care of this kid. And so since this bitch, let's just say she was in a battle and she died. Yeah, let's do it that way.
Mauled.
She was killed by an evil creature.
There you go.
And so Timber thought, well, I need to take care of this child and blah, blah, blah. And so Timber noticed that he had innate abilities with magic.
And what's his name?
His name is Julian.
Julian. Julian, last name?
Julian. I don't know. No, I don't
have
last
names necessarily.
Yeah, so
I
Julian.
Mean, you know.
Julian Fourth.
Julian of the Woods. Of the Woods.
It's a secret. Julian.
Julian Katrina?
No. Julian.
Katina of Katina.
I'll think about that. But Julian.
Well, what was Timber's last name?
He didn't have.
I never had last name.
Yeah, I was going to say most of the elves didn't have last names. Actually, I guess Pacheco may have.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah. Been.
So, I'll think of a last name.
Okay.
All right, so as he grows, Timber notices that he's really seems to be a natural with magic. But as he discovers that he's not magic as in a ranger or priest, but in arcane magic. So
right.
So he hooks him up. He hooks the kid up with Gul Renwin.
Right.
Gul Renwin studies him.
Yeah.
Says this kid's
amazing.
Good.
Cool.
He's
yeah.
going to be a pretty good wizard one day.
Weezard?
I thought you were going to say weasel.
I know.
Jeez. And so he studies. He studies all magic. He doesn't specialize in one magic. He likes everything. And so. He chooses his spell book, and he goes through his skills, and he's really fond of a staff and a crossbow for a weapon.
Oh, okay.
Very good. It's a good combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, crossbow's an interesting one.
And
crossbow and what?
A staff and a crossbow.
Yeah, crossbow, you get one shot and you throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he casts our cast.
Well,
yeah.
There's that rapid.
Well, it's just you can't, yeah, but you can't cast a spell and use a crossbow because you have to hold the crossbow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's the only other weapon because you can use a
yeah.
dagger.
No, I think it's an excellent choice.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's like, you know, shoot a thing off and drop it and go.
Eventually, he'll take that proficiency where you get rapid shot and you'll be able to, you know, get one of those multi-shooting crossbows.
I think you're going to find that your range spells are going to be more handy than
yeah,
a
exactly.
missile weapon.
But
find
he likes
it, yeah.
a crossbow.
But, yes, crossbows
hey, that's
are good.
Personal preference.
You can't do bow and arrows.
So, any appearance?
Oh,
well, he's an elf.
Yes, yes.
He's,
well,
he's
an
elf, yes,
no,
yes, of course.
He
yeah.
has
he
uncannily, he's average looking, because he has no bonuses in charisma. Like, really smart. He's like, beyond books.
Gul Renwin liked him, see?
Yeah, he's
not good looking and smart. That's
yes.
She liked him.
He has a high intelligence. He has.
Elves.
He
yeah.
likes books.
That's weird.
He likes
the,
up
elf characters.
He likes
so, yeah.
to find old books and all that stuff. And he has calligraphy as a skill because he can write. And he's really into alchemy. He likes the.
Shit
up.
He's
in
hanging out in Gul Renwin's lab all the time.
As far as blowing shit up.
Well, yeah, and Gul Renwin tells him, you know, teaches him how to do that real quick.
And so, what else? He has. I guess I don't know. It's oh, and his looks. He's about 5 foot. He's a little bit shorter than his dad because Timber was 5. Something or other. And so he's about 175 pounds. He's got brown eye and green eyes.
Interesting.
Unusual. Of course, he's male. And he's 40, which he's relatively young.
Actually,
he's
not that old.
If he's an elf.
No, he's not that old because.
Say, we're all babies.
Half elf or elf?
Yes.
Or
you are all very young elves because
but
24 years have passed since
yeah,
you guys
okay.
got back from when. You killed the god.
Yeah, okay.
So he's only 24.
Or a little less.
Well, he's
does
an
he
elf.
Have a
24 is like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, other than his spell book, and he has, excellent concentration for combat, spell penetration.
They have some place where you can roll.
Yeah, combat casting.
Yeah, there's a chart where you do stuff and then you add.
Of course, age.
Yeah,
no,
like random starting ages, aging effects. And then you could do your height and weight.
Well, I just get
yeah, random height and weight.
I said it's like 175 pounds.
Where are you? What page are you on?
Page 170. 169 is a random.
Okay, good enough.
Use.
So, Lisa.
Yes.
Are you done? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me some.
I am Renowin.
We'll give you stuff. Yeah, we'll give you stuff later.
You're who?
I am Renowin. R-E-N-O-W-Y-N. Wind is light, so that would Galranowin would definitely name her family. There's light and winds on the end. But anyway, it's Galranowin and some guy's son. Nobody ever knows. She never tells because he's a one-night stand.
Well,
Galranowin ended up pregnant.
She got hammered.
Had a baby. So anyway, with a good-looking guy, because she was only going to do this with her looks, you know, she's going to make sure it's a good-looking guy so she at least can stand a chance with a good-looking kid. And I swear to God, it's from some guy from Goldenfield. Fighter.
Okay.
One of Crom's friends or something that came to visit, you know. When
sure.
Going to leave.
Passing through
so,
the
yeah,
end.
Just, you know, took advantage. So anyway, so
well,
he
no,
did, out,
who took
actually,
advantage of who?
No, Galranowin took advantage of him.
Oh, there you
yeah.
go.
Oh,
there
most
you
definitely.
Go.
And the
yeah, because she ain't that good looking. So yeah, she would have had to, you know, getting him drunk. And he's like, hey, Crom, you know, yeah, get him really drunk and everything, bring him over. Anyway, so, but he was a gray elf too. So very important because, you know, she's very stuck up on
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, we
so
know
he
about
is a gray
guys.
Elf. So yeah, he is a gray elf. Anyway, so, yeah, he was not bookish or anything, but he has some really, really good numbers. I mean, his lowest number is a 14. So, he's, yeah, male. I decided to play male. So anyway, but yeah, he's a 5'6", 160.
I'm heavier than you are. I'm 175.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Short.
You're very short. So I might redo that when I look at the when the height thing, because it looks like you start out very...
I didn't even look at the
it
chart.
Says
I guess I could
start
use the chart.
5'4", and then add 2d8.
Oh. All right, I can do that.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Anyway, I like 5'6", 160. So anyway, so that's him. He has two long swords like an X. If you know, picture Legolas, the X thing's on his back. Because he uses two-weapon fighting style. He's pretty good at it. And a composite longbow. And he's got a couple of daggers on him somewhere. He's wearing chain mail, or chain shirt, I'm sorry. And,
He can't be 18 pounds.
That gives you minuses on your thieving stuff.
What?
Wearing chain. You have to wear leather.
No, well, yeah, I have a -2 on armor check for
yeah.
two things, yeah, for stealth and something else. Yeah, but it's not that bad, actually.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I still stayed in the light armor instead of going to medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's what he looks like, yeah. So he's been hanging out. I mean, he's, you know, on the verge of barbarian-y type of a fighter, but decided just to stay with fighter because he's a real
okay.
kind of crass guy and everything. But,
okay.
Yeah. He's good looking.
What is
he's,
his
you
primary
know,
weapons again?
Longswords. Two
longswords.
Long swords.
Okay.
Two longswords.
Wow.
Yeah. He's strong, got a really good dex, 18-17. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah
all 14th
well.
And 15th, yeah. Well, with the +1 for being fourth level, he had 17-17. It's like,
yeah, cool.
Put the 1 in the
yeah.
18 to make him 18, so. Yeah, so, oh, and his big skills, you notice he's very dexterous. So he used acrobatics, disabled device, perception, and stealth, and swim, and ride, those kind of things. He's very athletic and all that kind of stuff. So those are all the skills that he's maxed out in. The rest of them are, I put things in the ones that are strength and dex. Nothing that's really intelligence or wisdom, except for perception. So, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Do you guys, okay, now you, this is optional.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. That's pretty much, yeah. So, he's all about his two-weapon style. He's got two-weapon fighting, two-weapon defense, and double slice. And weapon focus on longsword. So, woohoo!
Okay, fair enough. Do you guys have anything in particular to say about your other characters before we move on? Your old characters,
well, we,
Timber, Paisheo, Galranowin.
Oh,
what are you
father?
Guys doing?
My dad.
Oh, Galranwin's kicking him out the door, saying, "Get the fuck out of here! Go
well,
on
I don't,
adventure."
Well, I don't
no.
mean necessarily in relation to your progeny, but
yeah.
Well, you know, Timber has always been one to take care of the forest, and he's got his griffins, and Maliki is always giving him assignments to take care of because she's always making sure that he's, you know. And he's always hunting down evil orcs and killing them. So he's gone a lot because he is a ranger, after all.
Right, you go out in nature and shit, yeah. Go around
and
just stays at the school.
When he comes back, he always makes sure he spends plenty of time with his son. And as his son gets to the point, he says, well, what do you want to do with your life, son?
What are you going to do with your life?
and he says, well, Dad, you know, I want to adventure.
How do you feel about that, Timber?
And Timber says, that's a good thing for you, son. I think that's a good thing. That's how I met the 509. If it wasn't for the 509, I'd still be in that evil house of stone.
You're a girl.
So,
you're male?
I'm a male.
Two males and a female.
You're male too.
Yeah, I'm male.
Okay.
And he says, I think that's a good idea for you. Get the fuck out of my house. No, I'm kidding. He says, I think it's a really good thing. You need to find some people that you can
jail.
Get along
yeah,
with who got your back.
Okay.
The rogue class came, but she hung out with Pacheo.
So
Stalin and Mozart.
No, Pacheo's just keeping up with all her she's got that nice thieving school going.
Yeah, that's it. So I figured I could have, you know, done that. It's like,
I would have to look at Timber's notes to see what he was doing. He built the tree house. He's raising griffins.
Yeah,
yeah,
you guys, and that took up a lot of time.
Because
you're the guard for the area
and
the lake. We spread out,
and
we're
actually
extremely busy when we're there.
He was doing stuff for Maliki.
Responsible for a lot.
Keeping an eye on taking care of the
But we just cleaned out the lake. You know, what's the matter? So we, you know, all built houses up there and shit, and we're, you know, the Griffin Patrol and everything from Waterloo. So, yeah, we're expected to do stuff.
Okay.
So Julian, God, that's tough. Because Timber doesn't have a last name.
Noodle knees. Nibble knees. No. Nibble toes.
J-U-L-I-E-N.
J-U-L-I-N. That's Julie Lynn.
Julianne. That's it. Depends on which way you want to spell it.
I probably spelled it wrong.
I spelled
it J-U-L-I-N.
Julian.
Oh, Julian. Not Julian. Julian.
Yeah, I was thinking Julian. But Julian sounds better.
Julian sounds more elven, to be honest with you. Hmm?
Julian? Yeah, we'll
yeah Julian just sounds
Julian,
kind of more.
You got
yeah.
it?
Julian it is.
Yeah.
And Lisa.
Yeah.
Spell your character's
Renowyn,
name.
Renowyn. R-E-N-O-W-Y-N.
Renowyn, okay. R-E-N-O-W-Y-N.
Right.
Cindy, spell your character's name, please.
D-O-M-I-N-O.
Domino.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No E on the end or anything like
yeah.
that.
No.
Okay.
In the center to be different.
No.
Some girl in
so
the house.
So you doing anything in particular other than keeping the school going, being an administrator?
No, she's having fun doing all the skills and putting the students to the tests.
Yeah.
Yeah, these tests get you killed.
Developing their brains and bodies.
Yeah, it's like, medic!
Garanwyn,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Garanwyn's teaching at the school, recruiting, you know, guest speakers and teachers from Waterdeep and keeping... She is really trying to keep the chain, you know, the windows open and doors open to Waterdeep and, you know, being an offshoot of that with the militia and, you know, really wants to keep that an active thing, so... Wants
okay.
her school to be a real thing, and with Malkor and you know the Harpels and
clerics wear anything. I guess
yeah.
they can.
Sure. Okay.
Can what?
Clerics wear any kind of
any armor? I believe
they
so.
Wear.
They could
wear
plate and shields and any arm,
yeah,
just
I
about any
some,
weapon.
Yeah. With
it's advantage to them. That's you know.
It's too bad. Wizards can't wear
simple
like,
weapons
armor because Timber has a lot of stuff.
Simple weapons. You can wear armor, you just have a spell failure. You have to roll to cast a spell.
That's why I took spell concentration.
Yeah, well, you do that, no, and you take mage armor every time, and you take several of them,
oh,
so
I
that
took
every
mage
battle
armor.
You
yeah.
just do mage
yeah.
armor, and every battle you do, you know, Fox's Cunning and
that too.
Cat's Grace, the other decks,
yeah.
and you just get your decks up to, you know, you have 18 in decks or whatever, so, yeah.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and get started, if that's all you got.
Yeah, I'll take some magic. I have no.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. You'll get stuff.
I'm in the wheelchair.
Well, that's, you know,
but
yeah.
Jeff.
I know,
Jeff,
but Jeff, I want
your magic guidance, Jeff.
I
want
stuff. Don't be rolling no dice over here. These are my
stuff. No, I won't touch them, I promise.
So.
So what?
The sun comes up. It's very bright.
Sun comes up in the morning.
It was warm enough the day before that you left the windows open when you went to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you can smell the fresh air.
Ew.
Feels a little damp outside, just enough of a chill to get you up and breathing well. That
makes you want to pee.
And you look out the window and you can see that it sprinkled a little bit last night, so the plants are kind of shiny, but probably not enough to get everything really muddy. And you know that there is a big gathering that's going to happen today. Something big is going on in Katina today.
And Timber says, Julian, get your butt out of bed, you lazy bum. No.
Dad, I don't want to go to school
today.
Dad,
how old are your characters?
Master Cole Redmond's going to make me do something I don't want.
Somewhere between 21 and 24.
For elves?
Yes.
I wrote till 20. Because
we were all just born
young.
Recently.
Of course.
Really?
But if I want to use any characters from the last campaign, they have to be alive, right?
Oh, yes, I understand.
So
that.
They've only got like 20 years left if you
were
30.
We're all elves, though.
Well,
yeah,
you guys
are
but
so
there's
well, you two are
No.
I
don't give
know.
Me any shit. This is
oh,
just
you
want to
make it so if Crom has a son,
and I
want
to make it so
play.
Not everybody has to play an elf.
So the elves, right? Yeah, well, any human that wants to roll in can.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Sorry, I understand.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, I get it. I didn't get it.
Okay, so. You know that the arrangement was that all of y'all would meet at the Hero's Rest this morning around 10 o'clock. You're awake at the sun, but that doesn't mean you have to actually get up. So, Julian.
Julian.
Right, sorry.
Sorry.
You are awakened by the sun coming in your window. What are you doing?
And Timber going, get your lazy butt out of bed. There's something going on. And, you know, hey, get up, make coffee. What the hell do you think this is? No, I'm kidding. And so what's he doing? He's getting up and he's kind of, for some reason, he just feels different. Like something really special is going to happen today.
Okay.
Not sure what it is.
Okay, that's...
And then he accidentally lights himself on fire.
Oh! That was the good thing.
I was practicing this like... You know, fire spell, and I burned myself.
Okay, so you doing anything special? You're up about 3 hours before this meeting.
Anything special?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not really.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's gonna.
Renowin.
No, not really. Sound like you said Ritalin.
I know, Renowin.
I can understand. That's
close.
Yeah,
he's named after a drug company. No.
No, he's just getting up as usual, probably hungover after hanging out with Crom. Wants to go out for an early morning run, trying to blow the cobwebs out of his head, you know, but since he's an elf, he, you know.
Is that a habit with you?
Yeah, he doesn't just sloth around like Crom, but he does drink like Crom, so, yeah.
Oh, well, Julian is actually getting up early and he's writing in his diary.
Oh, God. Well, he is bookish, so
his
that actually makes sense.
Yeah, he's
you know, he's a bookish
book.
Kind of guy.
Yeah,
he studies.
We'll call it diary.
That's
we'll
why I say
it,
my guy gets out and
we'll
runs.
We'll call it a logbook. You know, days of events. I guess that could be a diary, but he doesn't call it diary. Observation book. That's what we'll call it. His observation book.
How about you, Domino? What do you do? Your normal morning routine.
Yep.
Get
praying.
Up, crap.
Praying.
Praying to God.
I like to spend at least an hour every day.
Praying to God.
Yeah, that's what you do every morning. Wake up and do those damn ablutions or whatever. Don't they?
Praying to God. What are you doing? Praying to God.
So.
Oh.
Let's see. Simple weapons.
Nice. All right. So.
I know.
I have to go for a crossbow.
knowing that the meeting is at 10 o'clock, you gonna guys going to get there early or right on time, running late?
No, my character will get there on time. If there's a meeting, he would,
Early.
He's not sloppy.
Early? Okay.
No, definitely early. He said he's in the early
bird. He'd get up and do it.
He got that from his father.
He's young. We all got good constitutions. Yeah. We're all good.
Oh, so you guys are all getting up early, huh?
Yeah, what the hell? I'm assuming if we're all about the same age,
and
he
says,
from
when your father's a ranger,
we would be raised together.
Early.
Yeah, and we would be raised together, regardless of whether we're bookish, athletic, or what.
Yeah, I know.
We're the progeny of three people who hung out together.
You
and
guys.
We're the same ages? Oh my God, of course we hang out together.
You guys aren't just friends. You've known each
we
other.
We are like brothers and
your
sisters.
Your whole life. You
elves.
Don't live in the same house, but
I mean,
it's like you went to grade
gray,
school together.
Those guys are high elves. Yeah,
you
like,
went to the same functions as
we're all
far
the same age.
Every holiday you spend with these people, right?
Yeah.
So you're far more like family friends that even went to school together, right?
We're probably more closer than a lot of family members.
So very, very tight. And so you guys all are getting out to the inn fairly early. And there's a really good reason, that a little bit of extra motivation for you guys. The new cook has a specialty of these things called waffles.
Oh, boy.
Waffles.
They are amazing.
I pull up my book and I start writing in the description. These are the strangest looking things I've ever seen. They smell good, but how do they taste?
They hold all the nooks and crannies for the butter and the, you know, maple syrup and the jam or whatever you put on them. Wow, amazing invention. How old are you, Cindy? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. Dale, how old are you?
24.
Oh, okay. So,
like I say,
Kaisheo
fooled around right after we came back. So I was born pretty much shortly thereafter.
Both of us. Okay.
All right. So let's see. I can have medium armor. But, then it's spelt and spells.
Crossbow is light.
And again, you guys have had so many meals at the
Hero's Rest.
At the Hero's Rest, that it's kind of lost its luster, if you will. And as good as she is, nobody could ever replace Cookie. Cookie died about 10 years ago. Old age, she could hardly get around, you know.
She's old when we knew her, so.
And, but she died peacefully, and,
those guys die off.
The new cook is named Vigus.
Oh,
she's a female dwarf.
Yeah.
And.
A lot of worms and grubs and.
And it's, the funniest thing is she wears, like, 6-inch platform shoes.
It's being short. Takes it personally.
And she's always complaining that everything's too damn high. This was not, this kitchen was not built for me.
It's a human world.
But she's still, thank you. Sure. She's still really good. Good cook.
Okay.
Knows what she's doing. And you guys walk in, and there's a couple of people there. you don't recognize them. They don't look like the the regular crowd. But they also look like they're interested in their meal and talking to one another. And when you guys go in, you get a hey from the new bartender.
Oh,
his name is Brug.
Wow,
and he's a half orc.
Okay.
What happened to
Brug?
Brug.
Remember, those people were all human. All the other people we had were human, so.
But you see a door, the door that goes back to the local 509 room.
Yeah, our private room.
And Boris says, ah, good, we're starting to arrive. Come on in. Oh. And Boris.
Boris? Or yeah, he was the old bartender.
He's looking quite a bit older
days. Because he married the lady that was, you know. She was a rogue. Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, she didn't make it.
Okay.
She was killed by a wild animal.
Oh, actually, she died during she died during the orc raid or something, too. I remember some of the people in our bar, I think it was the same.
And the new bartender looks like this.
What the fuck? Oh, Brug. Oh, that's how you spell it. I just, B-R-U-G. Oh, my God, half orc. Woof! Cindy. That's like tipped that way.
Oh, man.
Not a high charisma. He used to be a bouncer, now he was a bartender.
Actually, he's not a good-looking guy, but his charisma is really high.
For a half orc. Because they just don't look good, Daddy. You know, no.
Well, it's not that he's good-looking, but he's just very... He is like a extremely adept at understanding people.
Right, okay.
He gets them, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So you guys know to walk on through
to
the back room there.
Yeah.
And the and the other person who is now helping out at the inn, she's like doing the orders and involved in a lot of the cleaning. Her name's Hannes, and she's back tidying up your room and getting all the setups together and everything. She's really young.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's like 18.
Okay. Do you care, Cindy, or?
It's the new barmaid.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, happy to see you, but you know, you're like everyday stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they hey, how's
it
going?
Yeah, they know us. Yeah, exactly.
Julian.
We're fixing it.
Domino, how you doing? Come on in, sit down. We almost got things ready to go here. So you come in and sit down and you all order the waffles, of course.
Yeah. Get some bacon with my... I want a bacon waffle, Chip.
And as she's finishing up, she finishes up setting the table and heads out. And Boris is taking your drink. What do you? Can you want coffee, tea?
I want coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
So
tea would be for my gourmand when wage me on tea.
He takes your order and comes back almost immediately with pots of this and pots of that, sets them down, and he sits down. He's obviously real casual around you guys. And he says, so you guys, do you guys have any thing you're waiting for on the ship?
No.
And the ship that he's speaking of is the flying ship.
Right, yeah.
And he says, coming in from Waterdeep,
yeah,
do you have anything on order?
I don't think
I was expecting some new glass containers for
you probably.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah, Mom was getting in a bunch of stuff from from the Waterdeep Guild guys.
Last time I did that, my dad got really mad at me because I was doing stuff inside the treehouse. So he said, I have to go use this stuff over at Aunt Golrenwyn's school.
Yeah, that's Golrenwyn is expecting a big order.
I call her Auntie for short.
Auntie Gal?
Auntie Gal.
Auntie Gal, oh my God.
She's practically my aunt anyway.
Pretty much.
And then you see this younger guy wiping his hands on his apron, comes out and
says, kitchen help.
Everything
Toby.
Okay?
Toby.
Toby, yeah.
Toby would be 8.
Toby's
grown
up,
right?
No, he's
Toby
not 8.
Toby'd be 35 by now. He'd be 30.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
The other pictures of everybody else. Yeah, Toby's grown up.
Oh, yeah, some of the others that's coming out the same guy. Wow, okay, so you know what he is.
Ah, look at the cook, a dwarf with no beard. What's up with that, Boris?
What's up with that?
Oh, and that's our orc dude, huh?
And he says, I'm sorry I can't hang out and talk, but I'm real busy this morning.
All right,
we're expecting everybody in today. And, I dropped one of the roasts. I got to make a new one.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll send
but anyway, good to see you. Take care. Okay. Let me know if you need anything.
See you, buddy.
Off he trots. Gradually, over the next the next hour, people begin to drop in. You get all of the old members of the local 509 coming in one at a time. Your parents show up.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, son.
And this large table quickly fills. And everybody is talking about what's going on, and everybody's saying, well, yeah, Stalin's supposed to be in this trip, isn't he? Yeah, he's been staying in Waterdeep for the last several months, but he said he was going to come back, and he said he had kind of a surprise for us. I wonder what that could mean. That could mean anything, talking to Stalin.
Yeah, Stalin.
A surprise for everybody, or just a surprise for
us? Yeah, he didn't say, you know. He likes it. Yeah, he's being his typical mysterious self, you know. And once everybody's there and everybody's pretty much on time, everybody says, okay, let's head out. And
what?
Most of the people...
Where did you head out? I just had sat down for breakfast.
It's been a couple hours.
Oh, well,
then it's okay. Hour and a half, I should say. And, so everybody says, okay, well, are we taking horses? And some people say, yeah, I'm going to take a horse. Other people are saying, nah, I'm just going to trot. I need to run. And you know that you guys are headed back to near where the old spot was where the ship would land. Except it's been changed. And when you guys run up to it, you can see that there's a sizable earth dam that's been built about... 3/4 of a mile down the river where the pond used to be, and now the pond is this sizable lake. Not huge or anything like that, but you definitely filled up the low-lying area around this dam. And there's even a tiny little dock, just big enough for a couple of coracle-sized vessels, but good enough for the ship's boat to dock. And because it's definitely... not, it's only deep in the very center of the lake. So Fantasy even then has to do some fine driving to get the thing to land. But here it comes. And you remember that it's back to being the old hammer ship.
Yeah, we got rid of the dragon ship, huh?
Well, yeah, the dragon, well, you got rid of it
it might still be around.
No, they got rid of it in the sense that about 3 years ago, it was blown up. Oh. Yeah, there was a big firefight outside from Grok, and they limped it into the asteroid there, the Rock of Brawl, but it was shot. So Fantasy is not as rich as he used to be, having to do a new ship, Fantuzzi. But he, in compensation, you know that he installed a major helm in the thing. So they move faster these days.
Oh, Edwin likes flying that one.
And Julian's always like, when are you going to try to fly that? When are you going to try to fly that? That thing looks like fun.
Yeah, that's true. He's fourth level.
And your dad says, well, talk to Fantuzzi.
All right.
And here it comes. They point up in the sky, and here's the hammer ship, and it's kind of slowly sinking down. And as it's sinking down towards the lake, everybody's out in the front deck. Yay! Hey, everybody, what's going on?
The ballistic missile takes it out.
And then, splash! There's a big wave, and everybody's feet get wet.
You do realize that if he was a member of Galranduin's school and this kind of thing, there would be a field trip and or people would know how to run a helm. They would.
Sure.
Every mage that works at goes to Galranduin's school would
no problem.
Get a... So you've probably flown... You've flown one of the helms on one of the ships around this place. I know you would have. If he studied with me, you're a fourth level mage by now. By second or third level, you would be flying one of those things. Or had an opportunity. Galranduin believes in well-roundedness.
I'm a card-carrying member of the flying squad.
You got your certified graduation, you know, ceremony certificate from Galranduin School of Magic. Maid School, actually, not School of Magic.
So, you can see that Stalin is up on deck waving to you guys, and there's Fantasy. And Chicolini comes out. Chicolini.
Oh, cool.
Chicolini's feathers are looking all ruffled. He looks like he's having a hard time preening himself, and he doesn't fly. He takes the gangplank.
Yeah,
he's
old, right?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Plus, he didn't ever fly that great anyway.
No,
so
he could glide more than
effort,
fly,
yeah.
But he doesn't even try anymore.
Take off.
No,
yeah, he would glide down to things. That's very true.
And as they are just getting ready to be off, you hear, and here comes a contingent of the militia.
Oh, cool.
There's,
Waterdeep guys?
No,
I
the
mean,
guys
the,
from,
you know,
the,
yeah,
yeah, the
but
little
it's
Katina
their Waterdeep.
Fort, right?
Yeah, they're the militia Waterdeep, you know.
And there's Mortisity at the front of them. He's looking really old.
He was human.
He's looking really
old
now.
Well, he was young when he started. That's very true. So,
but
he'd be well aged around here.
He's looking pretty old.
Okay.
And you see when he gets off his horse that it's early in the morning and he's a little bit rheumatoid. He gets kind of slides off the side of his horse, and but he's there, and the troop dismounts, ties their horses up next to yours, and come forward in a group, and they are all standing at attention, right next to the dock, and they are
coming in,
and you take another look, and they are all dressed in their dress uniforms.
And we suddenly stand up a little better. The militia is running down to the
Stalin,
dock. They're like, somebody's coming on the ship, and they knew about it.
Yeah,
this is interesting.
So
I mean, they're
so
you know dressed up for that.
You
know, I know all of a sudden, Chip, we're like straightening up just a little bit more. Yeah.
And
who's coming? Did you hear who's coming?
And
well,
Stalin.
Yeah, you probably.
You see Stalin walking down the.
I polish my holy symbol.
Oh, yeah. He's walking down the gangplank with this guy who is very formally dressed in custom made. Waterdeep uniform.
Oh, shit.
This is like tailored.
This shit's coming, Chip.
And
who is this guy?
He's has several badges and ribbons on his chest. He is wearing a sword that is just gleaming. He is wearing ceremonial armor with flared up things.
Wow, okay.
And he's carrying the helm under his arm. And he and Stalin are like chuckling to one another as he comes down. And you see that Stalin also has a ribbon around his chest with a big old medal in it.
So he's like a diplomat.
He is a Waterdeep functionary. He is one of the people that is attached to the civilian end of the militia wouldn't be right. The fact that he's a Harper has a lot to do with
that. Oh, I was just
going to
say he's a Harper with Stalin.
And so he and this guy are kind of joking as they're walking down.
Katrina is probably
down
there
the
with
him. And the minute that this guy sets foot on the ground, Mortis City says, "Attention!
Yeah, I was just going, whoa,
officer, on board!" And you see this guy walk over to Mortis City, and he nods at him and says, Mortis City says, "Ready for inspection, sir."
Uh-oh.
He's strutting, looking around, and he says, "I know that you men have been here for a while, stuck in this outpost in the middle of nowhere.
This is a great post.
But I have heard that this is an excellent post."
Yeah.
"Well run. And the appearance of you men, although a little bit more slovenly than I like to see, this is something that is easily fixed. But I want you to know that I plan no great changes, at least until I see where we are." And then he walks over to Mortis City and he says, "Sir." And Mortis City does a slight bow and he says, "I relieve you." And he hands him orders. And Mortis City says, "Sir, I stand relieved."
Ooh.
And the guy says, "Enjoy your retirement."
I look at Stalin because you said Stalin was coming down the...
Stalin's fucking beaming.
And I'm like, God, Mortis City's been here forever, man.
Yeah, he deserves
it. I mean, we
would have...
Yeah, but wow, that's weird.
And I whisper going, "What's going on? What the hell?"
I know, wow.
Stalin says, "This guy is going to be really great for us."
Oh,
and,
okay.
And Mortis City's getting mustered out with full rank and full benefits.
Oh, good, because I was going to say,
says,
we take care of
with a little bit of luck, we'll just hang around.
Here, I was going to say, I hope he retires
here.
A lot
of friends here.
Yeah, he should retire here.
But it's up to him. But this guy... Fifth son of one of the nobles.
Oh, great. Okay. Go. Fifth son. Hope we got a second and third.
And, you see that they are leading a horse down off of the ship.
Oh, God.
Oh, this thing.
And we're all thinking, ooh, new breed stock. Does it look good for, nice breed stock, new horse coming down in?
This is a fancy horse.
Oh, okay.
The mane of this horse is done up in, like, cornrows.
Yeah.
He prances, down the gangplank. Not in the least bit disturbed about the fact that he's walking on this thin board over water. No blinders. Full barding.
Yeah, that's a war horse. Yeah.
This is a really
everywhere.
Classy war horse.
Been everywhere.
And,
so what's this guy's name?
Yeah.
His name is Bairnister Thorpe.
Wait a minute.
B-A-E-R.
B-A-E-R.
N-I-S-T-E-R.
N-I-S-T-E-R. Bairnister. Oh my God. Okay.
Thorpe.
T-H-O-R-P?
Yes.
So Thorpe?
Yes.
Clan family. Okay.
Right.
Of Waterdeep. Carl Randonwood has heralded and all that. She'll know all his family signs and symbols.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you see it proudly displayed on his shield
yeah, okay.
and on all of the horse blankets.
Great.
you know, every place where he's got a spot where it could be fancy.
Well, yeah, because you were saying that he had a custom-made Waterdeep militia uniform.
Yes.
And then,
you
obviously,
bet.
Family crest. All
tailored
day.
Uniform.
Okay.
Nothing but none of the
yeah.
GI stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he has the nerve to criticize Mortar City's uniform being way the hell out here.
Oh, no, he wasn't
guy.
Talking to him.
Well,
he was talking
was
to the
yeah,
groups.
But a little, I mean, come on. Yeah, Jesus.
So he does seem to be
pompous.
Young,
yeah.
First of all. He's big guy. He's 6'2".
Good, so we got a chance to break him in. Okay. Our way.
He looks like he's pretty tough. He does not look like
wouldn't be in Waterdeep
somebody
militia.
That
he,
is
yeah.
a wimp or anything like that. This
he,
guy...
He didn't buy his way into this commission.
Definitely not.
Yeah,
you see he's missing a finger on his left hand.
Okay.
So
yeah.
he's not too he's
real,
not too bad.
Yeah.
He's
real,
a warrior. Not to worry.
Yeah, real fighter. Okay. Cool.
And you also see that Tien Ben Phu is still on board. The backup, he was the backup helmsman.
Oh, okay. Didn't recognize that.
But a lot of the guys you don't see. And that's not unusual, you know.
Yeah,
as,
turnover in the
yeah there's a lot of turnover in the sailor business. And the militia heads back to the fort. And you guys help get the extra cargo unloaded from the ship.
you get 1.5 your strength bonus. So if it's like 3, you get 1. If it's 4, you get 6.
But if it's 1.
If your strength bonus is 1, you just add 1.
Yeah.
So you get 2.
So I get 2.
And
it's not my forte,
yeah, obviously.
With the sailors in town and all the rest of it. Now, most of the sailors don't hang around. They head into town. They don't go to the hero's rest. They know that the hero's rest is, you know, kind of for the hoi polloi and
right.
the movers and shakers
well,
of the
yeah.
city.
We didn't intend it to be, but
that's the way it's turned out.
Yeah.
And they head into cheaper.
There's
drinks
probably certain nights where
downtown.
It's all just locals, yeah. Well, we've brought a lot of people in. A lot
yes.
of people just live here now.
Oh,
too,
it's gotten a lot bigger. There's a lot more settled
yeah.
land.
Yep.
And another thing, Stalin comes back and says, "Well, it wasn't easy, but I got confirmation."
Oh,
and he spreads out this
land annexations.
He says, "Yes,
yeah.
and he spreads
it's
out
been
the
that
sheet."
Long.
And he says, "You would not believe how much we had to spend on this."
Well, that's okay. If it's ours, so legally,
really expensive.
If we
but he spreads out a map, and you've got everything in a 2 miles long swath between here and Lake Wasamata.
Cool.
Wow.
And
from
Lake,
here all the way up. Great.
And he says, yeah, so this validates all of our building around the lake.
Cool.
And he says, so...
And the families that have been going off of the river. So, great.
And he says, yeah, so now we can actually put some more money into Musselvania.
Yeah.
Which is the little
yeah.
town that they built on the side of
oh.
Lake Wasamata, Musselvania.
Musselvania, great.
Moose and squirrel.
Yeah.
What was the name of the lake again?
Wasamata.
Lake Wasamata.
Yeah.
Wasamata, you.
That's where we have to put the university. Yeah, it's too bad it's down the street. Or down the river. Okay, so.
Oh, nice. Well, it took how many years to finally get that? Boy,
yeah,
24.
Well, we were supposed to wait like 5 to 10 that people didn't come back or something since some of that had been settled. And then we had to claim it, and then it was like you wait
yeah.
a year.
Well,
and
most
you
of this was
this.
Getting
so,
Lake
yeah,
Wasamata. That was
yeah,
the thing
exactly.
that was in question.
But now we have 2 miles.
Yeah,
that
now you've got a ton
that
of stuff that you
area.
Can. That you
and,
can
I mean, where the water rights basically,
yeah.
where the river.
Yeah.
And the forest.
From
the
lake.
Trees,
to the, yeah,
big deal.
Here. So, yeah. And as people clear it, we'll just get even further and further. We're going to be encroaching on golden fields and everything then.
And it's a busy day. There's a lot to do. You guys, you know, are pressed into help. I mean, hey, Julian, could you help them out getting that stuff off the back of that cart?
What?
Renouin, you want to run over? Yeah. You just need to run over here.
So yeah, I'm helping unload immediately.
And
I'll help out. Sure.
Yeah, you're strength 15. What the hell? Yeah. No weaklings. See, Galranwin would never do that.
But you know,
I might break a nail.
That some of the best stories are from Fantozzi and Chicolini.
Yeah,
they've got the most romantic stuff of hills of far away and strange beasts, the stars being the limit. And so you guys always try and be around when they roll into town, and when they're in their cups, it's always amusing. So, and you're not the only ones who like that sort of thing. So the bar is jammed the evening after they get here.
Sure, the whole town pulls out. It's always great to get new stories.
And it's very merry. Drinks are flowing. A lot of food being eaten. The evening wears on, and the older crowd begins to thin out. Your moms and dads drift away at, like, you know, 11 o'clock. And Fantozzi and Chicolini say, yeah, we got to get back to the ship. It's a long ride, you know, and they take off. So it's you three, a couple of people that are from the city,
mm-hmm.
and just the bartender. Sipping on the last bits of your beer, getting ready to take off. And the door opens. And this really old guy is walking in. He's got a big staff, white hair down to his elbows.
Bjorn or Ula.
And he's being supported by a guy in black plate mail.
Bjorn and Ula.
Closely shaved white hair. And Ula says, quick, I need a bed. He's very ill. And that's where we'll wrap it up tonight.
Ula
says that Bjorn is very ill.
I thought he was a god.
Just came into the...
Not yet.
Well, depending on, yeah. I mean, it's taken him a long time to get all his body parts together, so to speak.
And besides being old and being sick, very pale and sickly looking, his white hair is matted and dangling, greasy. His robes are filthy, dirty. And there's a look in his eyes that you guys haven't seen since the first time he stumbled in the door.
Oh, God, he's crazy again. Well, that's a bummer.
Choice. Add knock to my spell book or resist energy.
Knock.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because knock is
really useful spell. Yeah.
Just in case you don't have a thief anyway.
Cool.
So, yes, and I'll give you a hint. The next adventure is going to be a continuation of the quest of 15. You guys are off to find another body part. The heart.
Is this the same one that Kenwin and Slate and Branch are on?
No.
Oh, okay.
If so, it doesn't matter because we haven't played those in forever anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, we just, yeah, we just put those. But
I'll have to.
I finally got him together.
You're heading off to the prison planet.
Yeah. That's the same thing. Okay.
Need some magic.
Okay, well,
well, yeah, that's the thing. We need, I mean, if we're fourth level stuff, we should have at least one or two magic items by now.
Oh,
so
that's, you don't have to do that right now. We can do that again later.
But that will be the next thing. I mean, before we head off, we should have that stuff lined up, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I went with a change shirt because I forgot. It's minuses on the
spell failure.
Spell
stuff.
Failure,
yeah, you
so
gotta keep it in the light, even if you.
And I took arcane armor training so that it reduces it.
Ah, you're yeah, that's good.
I thought that was better
that's
than
a good
spell
one.
Resistance at
yeah,
this point
it is.
In our.
To be honest with you, yes. Things that get your spells out first
yeah.
before you, you know,
yeah.
make it so that you don't even have to.
Yeah,
worry.
And then the typical issue because
you
materials
hate to fail
as
yeah.
a spellcaster.
I chose
yeah,
spell
nice.
Penetration, and.
Well,
combat.
you get more
combat spell concentration or blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Oh man, Greek.
I completed the spell book, but I want to need a second page to actually write those spells. I had to write real tiny.
Ah, there we go.
And then for my domain spells for first level, I have Cure Light Wounds and Sanctuary.
That's a good
oh,
one.
Okay.
And for my second level, it's Cure Moderate Wounds
oh,
and
there we
Shield
go.
Others. So I figure mostly
shield
I'll
others.
Take
okay.
Sanctuary and Shield Others, because as a spellcaster, you get to do the spontaneous casting thing. So
yeah,
you
can always
get
convert
the
them.
Healing.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I'll also look and see which Shield Others is.
Book.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Especially the first game we played. And
it's always fun.
It's always fun rolling up
characters.
Yeah. Not bad. 12, 12, 12. 14, 15, 16.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good.
I'm pretty strong for a wizard.
And then I took I got the greatsword, because that's what my god
does. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it's the preferred weapon of your god. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and because otherwise I just get simple weapons.
Yeah, that's,
like,
it would, they're nothing.
Nothing.
I hate those.
So, and so I took a light crossbow and a club.
Yeah, I got a quarterstaff, a dagger, and a light crossbow.
God, you guys are both like crossbows, not bows.
Why
well,
can't you get a bow?
A
long
wizard.
Why would I want a
not,
bow?
A light is not simple.
Well, that's true.
Simple,
but
you
see,
have to take
as an
a
elf,
heavy.
I think
get,
elves
get
it
elf,
as a
longbow.
Special thing for
see,
an elf.
As a wizard,
say,
I could take a bow.
Yes,
I'd
you're
definitely
an elf.
Check
and,
that.
Yeah, you're elf, so you get those. You would get like a rapier or something else if there's a couple of weapons.
Okay,
that,
I'll have to look for elf.
Yeah.
Because
I was looking at rogue, and it's like we get simple weapons, or and because I was like,
well,
how the
right
hell does Peter
wizard,
get those weapons? It's and rapier, blah blah blah.
Well, if you look under wizard,
and those are light weapons or whatever. So it's yeah.
Well,
but
not
elf
wizard,
gets,
it's elf.
Yeah, it's racial.
So
you
see.
Get a long bow, even composite.
So we don't get
long
pluses
sword
that
and
we
short
can
sword
use
or something.
Is that it?
Pardon me?
We don't
there's
get
no
the
pluses,
pluses,
but
you
get them because
them.
You're an elf.
Well, don't
yeah.
you get your strength if you have a strength bonus? Don't you get that?
Well, yes, but as a race, you simply you have familiarity with it, so you have no minuses. It's out of your class of weapon, but you can still use it because you're an elf. It's a racial weapon. It's under race. It's in the very front.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, right there. It's, sorry, right there.
Elven
if you
traits.
Look at well, weapon somethings, familiarity.
Elvens are a longbow, composite,
yeah, see,
long,
so,
long sword. I mean, I could use a
no
long
matter
sword
what
as a
you
wizard.
Are, yeah, Galbanon technically could have used them too. It's simply as her class, and then when she went into the prestige class, she couldn't use those, even
what
being
you
an
mean
elf.
With the word elven as a marshal.
Elven curved blade. That's why I was saying I suddenly looked up and said, there's only one that says elven. It's like your dwarven warhammer, you know, because they put dwarven in front of it. It's exotic.
But you put dwarven in front of it, and you're a dwarf. You get
right,
to use it.
Right. Okay.
So elven.
Then I'm gonna go with a longbow.
Elven curved blade. It's two-handed weapon.
Yeah. Then I want a longbow.
Well,
and
I
you should go with the elven. Oh,
as a
oh,
wizard,
God,
I'd be like,
God wants the great sword. But
yeah,
it's a two-handed sword that's elven curved bow.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking of going that, but then I want two weapons rather than a two-handed weapon.
Well.
But that's what I'm saying. There's only one weapon in here that technically says elven, and it's the two-handed exotic
yeah.
weapon. Yeah.
So
but if as an elf, you get to use it.
Well, as an elf, that means I can use a longsword.
Yes.
That means I'd get my strength bonus in the longsword.
With a sword, yeah, you would.
Maybe I want to switch that. I'd be like in Lord of the Rings. He's got his staff. Well, I don't have a staff.
Except he's human. That's yeah,
yeah.
That was you're talking about Gandalf. He's human.
Yeah, but I don't have a staff.
Yeah, no. He at the end there, he was using a sword and
yeah,
a staff. Staff with a weapon and or as a spell, and then.
I'm not gonna do that. I've already put everything away, so I'm not gonna. I'll write that tomorrow.
Yeah, just remember.
So like. You know, put your stuff away.
Mm-hmm. like Dale wants to go. Like, you know, like
Dale's tired.
Dale wants to get the hell out of here.
12:30.
He's coming back in like 12 hours anyway?
Yeah. The little kid is like, man, you guys have been gone all
just,
day.
Just give us a call whenever you're heading over so, you know.
Yeah,
we
might.
In case
we're
not in the, make sure we're not in the shower or anything.
No.
We're going to be cooking all day. It'll be fun.
Oh, that's right. Damn, you were supposed to get the chimney done today.
That's all right. I have plenty of time.
Well, if you have the beans are already cooked, everything else will fall into place.
No, I'm just, no beans.
Oh, it's Concardi.
Yeah.
Concardi.
You were talking about making.
No beans.
Oh.
No beans.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm glad you guys could come over tonight.
Yeah,
I'm glad that we. At least
yeah.
kind of got
at
a chance to game.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, if we
best
wouldn't
side of gaming. We
if we wouldn't have played that other game, if we started these characters soon, we would have been gaming already. Because it takes a while
yes,
to roll it up.
Yes, that's true, if we hadn't played the other game. But what did you think of the Forbidden Island?
I liked it.
That was fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's always fun to play different
you
games.
You won
and
one.
It's a little confusing, but once you get it, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's
it,
all.
It
stop being confusing
easy.
Like
yeah.
the third round, fourth
yeah.
round,
you
know.
By the second
yeah.
round, you're getting the hang
it's
of it.
It's all about strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can see where you could definitely, you know, lose if you suddenly have the,
yes,
the
they flip.
Squares
you suddenly
turning
shuffle
and
the
disappearing.
Deck
and
yeah,
depending
islands
on, disappear. So you're supposed to, there are six things that you can be, but you're only supposed to have four people, so you
no,
always
it's,
are missing
it's,
two.
No, it's 2 to 6 people.
Oh, is it 2
I
to
think,
6?
Yeah,
okay.
So you can play with 2 to 6. And it's better with 4 and 6. 2 are not enough.
No, I would imagine
yeah.
not.
So, and yeah, and you can play, like they said, hardcore or whatever, so that you start out with already 3, you know, water
oh, make
rises.
It more challenging.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
really
yeah,
legendary.
Yeah.
You start out legendary rather
right.
than novice. So,
right.
Because then, yeah, you're you know, really trying to sandbag and do, you know, other different stuff.
Right.
Oh, dear gods, do you want to keep this?